Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gorman's Artwork One and Other. The date today is the 21st of August 2009 and the time is 10:15 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your full name, your age and where you come from.
I'm Catherine Swindles, I'm 25 and I've come down from Sheffield.
And how are you today, Catherine?
Excited.
And you're going to be standing on the plinth shortly. What was it that motivated you to be part of One Another?
I just saw it one day on the BBC website, so I thought, oh, that's interesting. I'll sign my put down my interest in it, and then never really expected to get chosen for it. I just thought, oh, it might be a really fun thing to do, and I was really, really quite surprised and very pleased when I actually did get chosen for it.
Great. And when you found out that you had got a place, how did you decide how to use your hour on the plinth?
Well, I went round to my friend's house and we had a couple of glasses of wine over tea and we were sort of just talking about it, and it was like, oh, it's Friday night, so it's, yeah, I like going dancing on a Friday night. Let's go and have a bit of a party up there on the plinth and then hopefully get a few people in the square jumping around and stuff and have a bit of fun.
So you're going to be dancing on the plinth. What kind of dancing are you going to do?
I've been talking about all this stuff. It's probably going to end up being very cheesy dance moves, which is generally what I probably end up doing anyway when I go out.
Will you be dancing to music?
Yeah, I've put some music and I've brought some little speakers with me. I don't know if anyone will hear them, but I've just put on quite a lot of tracks of music that I really like and enjoy and gets me up and dancing, so hopefully other people will enjoy it.
And what are the tracks?
I've actually gone for a random mix of pop music and some more quite heavy rock tunes and a bit of metal in there as well, so I've tried to alternate it just to give a nice sort of interesting, probably quite amusing mix in there. Hopefully something for everyone.
And is dancing quite a big part of your life?
I don't know, it's just, you know, everyone likes going out and I like going out with my friends and jumping around and getting a bit overexcited on a night out and things, so it's stuff I like doing and I thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, great. And your outfit for this evening, do you like to say a bit about what you're wearing?
Yeah, I've got, I got it off my friend Philippa, so thank you to you. It's a glittery sequin silver dress, and I've also got my bright pink Doc Martens as well. You know, I want to go out there and make a bit of a statement.
Fantastic. So we've spoken now about what you're going to be doing on the plinth. Now, can I ask you initially very openly to say a little bit about yourself and who you are in whatever comes to mind?
I'm Catherine. I've lived in Sheffield for the past 7 years. I went to university there, did my undergraduate degree there. I'm a postgraduate at the university now. Gonna finish that next year. I don't know what I'm gonna do with the rest, but it's enjoyable. I live in Sheffield with my boyfriend, who's here to watch me tonight, so hello, Rob. I like playing Ultimate Frisbee. I've started going to the running club and generally going around running, enjoy doing sports, trying to be fit and just enjoy myself.
What are you studying?
I do chemistry. I did my undergraduate degree in chemistry and I am doing research into polymer chemistry as my postgraduate degree.
Could you say a little bit more about that?
I look at polymers and how they interact with their environment and how they change their conformation, and I use fluorescent labels to monitor the changes, see how they react to changes in the environment and how that affects the polymer, and that's what I've been researching for the past few years.
And what do you like about chemistry?
I like the fact that I think one bit I've always enjoyed about it is that you can never learn everything about chemistry. There's always something interesting to learn, and there's always something new to learn, and no matter how long you study chemistry, no matter how long you spend learning it, there's always something new and interesting out there to learn about it. I think that's what I find most satisfying about it.
Do you see yourself as a chemist in the future?
Probably not. I don't see myself as like an industrial chemist, like slaving in a lab coat for the next 50 years of my life, but I definitely want to do something with science because I enjoy it so much, so I'd like to go out there and take it to people and show people how much fun it can be, and it's not a boring, difficult subject.
What are your hopes and ambitions for your future?
I'm not sure. Tomorrow I'd like to have a nice house, nice job, holidays every year and stuff like that. Just be happy and satisfied with my life.
How about the person you are today? What experiences do you think have really shaped you into you?
I'd probably say a big part, it's going to be quite cliched, is my parents. Because they've always been the ones that have taught me to go out there and, you know, do what I want to do, do what interests me, and, you know, go out and have fun and live life to the full and everything. And then probably going away to university. Sheffield's like my favourite city ever. That's why I've stayed there, that's why I live there. You know, all my friends and people have, you know, I've got lots of really great friends. I've got brilliant boyfriends, and they're the ones that, you know, keep me happy and keep me interested and in life and things in general.
Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Oldham, which is near Manchester.
Yeah. And how was your upbringing in Oldham?
Yeah, it was all right. I'm one of four kids, so I'm the eldest of four, so it was always pretty noisy in the house and everything. And you know, like, my parents split up and everything, but, you know, they still love me. They still love us all. It's the usual crazy things with families, but overall it was good and it was nice.
And what does standing on the plinth today, what experience do you hope to get out of it?
I'm not sure really. I want to go up there and have fun. I've spent the past week envisioning what it's going to be like up there, but I really don't know. I just hope I go up there and enjoy myself, and maybe if a few people down there enjoy themselves watching me up there, then that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is there anything else that you'd like to add about yourself or taking part?
No, I'm just really, really excited. I think you probably can tell.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.